I'm Valerie Sanderson with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, 1 week after Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, international relief efforts are gathering pace, but many people remain desperate for help.
Why do you think they have not come here? The road is open.
I don't know. The government does not care for us.
We take a journey across the stricken island of Leyte. Also, President Obama announces changes to his flagship healthcare program and admits its rollout was fumbled.
We should have done a better job getting that right on day one, not on day 28 or on day 40.
Police in Canada reveal details of a child sex abuse investigation involving hundreds of arrests around the world. Brazil reports a sharp rise in the deforestation of the Amazon. Brazil says the rate of deforestation in the Amazon has risen sharply after years of decline. Farming, mining and building projects have all contributed to the rise of almost 30% over the past year. The government has called the destruction a crime and says it's working to reverse the trend. From Rio de Janeiro, Wery Davis reports.
Newly released satellite images confirm the fears of scientists and environmentalists. The recent steady decline in the destruction of the world's biggest rainforest has been reversed. Between July 2011 and August 2012, deforestation in the Amazon was at its lowest level since records began. But new figures show that in the last 12 months, it has jumped by 28%. Just over 2,500 square miles, or almost 6,000 square kilometres of forest, was destroyed in the last year. The vast majority to make way for cattle ranching, with substantial areas also taken over by soya production. The worst year on record was 2004, when 27,000 square kilometres of forest was destroyed. Brazil's Environment Minister, Isabel Teixeira, said she would demand answers from officials in those states with the highest rates of deforestation and where environmental laws are often ignored or rarely enforced. But critics say the federal government too must share some of the blame. They say Brazil has become obsessed with economic growth at all costs, and in some cases, the government itself has failed to implement some of its own environmental legislation.
Wery Davis reporting.